Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Frontier Beyond Fear radio program. This is your host, Susan Larison Dance, and we do have a call-in number for today's show. If you choose to call in, it is 1-310-807-5104. There's also a chat room open. I know that many people do listen to this show in the archive, which is fine, but the chat room is open. And you do need to log into an account to be able to actually talk in the chat. So let me welcome you here today. I almost wasn't going to hold a show at all this week due to the holiday, and that's one reason we don't have a guest. I'm just going to be speaking for a little while on a topic that I know has been troubling, has been emotional, has been something that just about everyone, at least in the United States, has been reflecting upon this week and even in other parts of the world. And I'm hoping to talk about this topic from the perspective of my own journey and what I went through emotionally as a mother, as a citizen, as, you know, just a regular person observing news from multiple sources on this topic, but even more importantly, as the spiritual person that I am. And I think what I aim to do today is remind everyone that if we have faith in a higher power, whatever that may be, whatever our faith is, that will help us to not ignore what's going on, whatever our perspective happens to be on that, but find a way to have the faith that everything around this topic, everything that has caused where we are today, will be transcended. You know, so often they talk about how in this country, there are many people of faith. We have many different types of faith. And, you know, once again, I found myself listening to really diverse viewpoints on this topic, which surprisingly this week had all kinds of commonalities. It's a rare week where you can hear a very similar perspective expressed on a very liberal show and then a very conservative show. There are people who, of course, are concerned about that. And then there's a perspective from people who really don't know what the answer is. And I think that in reflecting upon this, if we are people who do have a spiritual anchor of some sort, whatever that may be, I think that this is the time when we need to find this. Not only in how we respond in our day-to-day lives, but in just how we process everything that's going on in the world right now. Now, I will tell you about my own journey this week. You know, I don't see how anyone could feel perfectly comfortable with everything going on if you were to release your fear. If you take a put aside whatever justifications people may have for certain things, if you put that aside and just how you feel as a human being going through some of the new measures and not even thinking about why certain people are justifying them, that's a different topic, just how you feel. Of course, it's something that just about any number of people agreed upon, including Hillary Clinton. You know, she wouldn't want to go through it. But then there's the other perspective of, well, you know, there are people who feel that this has to be this way. Then there's a very strongly held perspective, which does deserve to be expressed, that people are concerned about their constitutional rights. They're concerned about, you know, how far do we go? They're concerned about, you know, does this really keep us safe? You know, a lot of this has to do with trust. But when you really get down to it, everybody looking at this topic is responding in one way or another based in fear. And the reason that we're in this situation to begin with in the world, which I have to tell you, my own perspectives this week, I've been pretty frustrated about the world in general. There are times when I feel like, you know, the world is literally going to hell in a handbasket in every possible way. And that's when, you know, I'm not thinking about my spiritual convictions, when, you know, my faith is not ever present in that one moment where I'm reflecting upon just, you know, how did we get in this situation to begin with? Yes, of course we're afraid. Everyone's afraid. And that's why this whole mess began. It was because of fear. And if you really look at it carefully, it goes back for centuries, century upon century upon century of fear and vengeance and, you know, one action after another, like an endless cycle that goes on and on. And so many of us who are, you know, very focused on freedom, we worry about history repeating itself, how easily you can fall into that trap of, you know, being so afraid that, like frightened children, we give up everything in order to have what really may be, it can never be an 100% sense of security, unless, once again, you resort to faith. And, you know, I have to tell you, I am once again amazed by, and it's getting to the point where I'm not so amazed, because I found myself listening to Glenn Beck again, who couldn't be more far right, I know. And yet this is exactly what he was telling his audience, that we need to find our faith. And in his point of view, you know, he emphasizes certain types of faith, you know, certain forms of Christianity, whatever. But I will wager everybody looking at this in the world, no matter what their perspective, if they truly want to find a sense of security, they are looking to find that faith that is eluding them. And so I have to say that was my own journey this week. I felt angst. I was monitoring any number of reports. I was thinking about, you know, my own plans with family and such, and how I felt. At some point, you know, it was just kind of resignation. Well, you know, there were a lot of people who were saying, well, you know, if you don't want to fly, that's a privilege. And yet I find that to be not really addressing the core issue, because truth be known, in our modern society, flying is essential. What if you have to go to a funeral? What if you have to go, you know, what if your job requires you to fly? Most jobs today, whether you're an independent entrepreneur like I am or whether you're working for an employer, almost any professional position today requires you to fly. So it's really somewhat naive to just say, well, you know, if you don't like it, don't fly, because that's the equivalent of telling people, well, you know, 95% of the jobs in this economy are no longer available to you because, you know, you don't feel comfortable with this. And so I would hope they would scale that back, because it's just very naive and does not reflect the actual state of reality in the world. I was reading about someone who actually had to fly for medical reasons. You know, there are any number of people right now with cancer, or even worse yet, children with cancer. They may be flying their children to St. Jude's, or perhaps it's a family member who needs to get to some hospital somewhere where someone is sick. And now if you are someone with a disability, absolutely. I mean, you're going to be encumbered. No matter what your point of view, you may feel okay with it, say this is just a necessary thing. However you feel, you will be encumbered by this. And if you feel strongly about it, if you really do have a sense of privacy that is strong enough, or perhaps convictions of what your rights actually are, then, you know, it really is a difficult issue. So I do think that that was probably my first sense of angst about this. I'm just trying to get the chat room up here, just checking on everything while I talk. Oh, we have someone in the chat room. Welcome. I've been sitting here rambling today. Once again, very impromptu today. Getting some support from the chat room, and I appreciate that. So the thing is, though, let's get beyond that perspective of if you don't like it, don't fly, because we can substitute any number of things for that. If you don't like it, well, then don't get sick or have a family member who's sick enough that would require you to fly. Or if you don't like it, don't get a job that would require you to fly, which basically means you really can't do much of anything. I'm just saying hello to the people in the chat room. Yes, I recognize you there, and I'm glad that you're there. It's kind of hard for me to type in the chat room and talk at the same time, but that's what this is. This is just a spontaneous conversation today. So there was my angst. You know, I mean, you just felt it. We just lived through my angst again because, you know, it's very easy to fall back into that place. It's very easy to start getting out the Constitution, you know, start, you know, asking, well, why are all these people from multiple perspectives feeling concerned about that? And now there is someone on here who says that he or she, not sure if it's a he or a she, has to fly for work. And yes, this person says they try to work with the TSA. And you know what? I feel much the same way. You know, I came to the conclusion that at least in this current situation, we can certainly voice our opinion, which I think that's very important. And if anyone is saying that you can't voice your opinion on this topic, well, that is truly contrary to freedom. I believe that we need to welcome perspectives, and freedom of speech is one of the most fundamental rights. But, you know, if you have to fly tomorrow, yeah, you do have a choice. Either don't, and if you have a job which requires you, that's tough. Or if you're going out of town on the holidays and it's far away, you know, some people have to cross very treacherous mountainous passes. If I needed to drive, one could argue that the train or by car would be more hazardous than flying, and not even feasible. It's not always feasible to take an alternative unless you're only going to, you know, go back to the pioneer days where you only travel in the summertime. So I think in thinking about this topic, we need to think about the bigger picture. And that's where I finally arrived, is that we're living in two worlds right now, essentially. There is a world out there where our faith is not as present, or so it seems. That world is a world where war is going on. It's a world where horrible things happen. And it's a world where we do anything we can to secure ourselves and our family. And this goes far beyond the airport. I mean, anyone who is a parent And I'm actually quite a protective parent. And anyone who is a parent knows that feeling of trying to do anything they can do to keep a family member safe. And yet, even with everything you do, I mean, you can never get to 100%. There is always uncertainty in life. You know, there is, and so where do you get beyond that? Okay, I've been asked to define faith because it means radically different things to different people. This is coming from the chat room. To me, faith is simply finding a way on a higher level that everything is going to be okay. I mean, even if there are setbacks in the short term, even if there are things going on that bother us for whatever reason, you know, maybe we need to fly, I mean, and we need to tolerate some things that we don't particularly like. We need to decide if we're going to be, how we're going to go about that. Like another person in the chat room, you know, says they want to work with the people they encounter at the airport. Well, you know what? I am an incredibly polite person, and I'm much the same way. I'm not the sort of person who's going to cause a lot of trouble for somebody. Although, you know, I'm not going to deny somebody else their right for expression. But I think my own journey on this is in finding the faith to look at this from a higher perspective and think about where is the world heading? And even if some of this stuff really bothers me, what did it surface that was positive? Even the entire controversy to date, what has it surfaced in our dialogues? You know, one of the most amazing things that it has done is we were so divided in this country. There are tremendous divisions in this country right now between different political perspectives. And, you know, often the person who asks, how do you define faith? Well, there can be divisions between different ways of perceiving faith. And something that this controversy did was suddenly, the most unusual people were agreeing with one another. And I think it's by the same token that I've been able to be very listening to Glenn Beck lately and finding out, you know, I don't have to agree with everything he says. I certainly don't follow all of his dictates or whatever. However, he's a regular person talking about some very deeply held perspectives that you're not necessarily going to disagree with everything he says. You go in there thinking you're going to disagree with it all. I can't guarantee that would be true if you actually listened. How many of us actually try to understand the different perspective without necessarily agreeing with it? And to me, that is very key in this whole situation as well. In fact, in the earth overall, how did we get into this? It's because of centuries of defining faith differently and not understanding one another's perspective. And then, of course, there have been centuries of people, dear loved ones, being hurt. Century after century after century, there is a tremendous amount of baggage in the world that we are dealing with right now. And to me, that is the old world. That is the world that those of us who do have faith know will pass away at some point. And, you know, as it's so easy when we think about these sorts of situations and all the other things going on in the world right now, whether we're having economic difficulties. I mean, there's some pretty frightening things going on in the world right now, and it goes far beyond what's going on at the airport. If you look at the economies of Europe, just, you know, the prices are going up in the supermarket. You know, I have to thank Glenn Beck for that one. I had kind of noticed it myself, but, you know, he was talking about it, and I thought, you know what? He's right. He actually is right. I mean, if he points out to something, whether you don't agree with him or not, you just have to go to the supermarket and notice that the prices are going up. Well, what's that all about? That would be called inflation. And, you know, I'm not going to get into in-depth economic policy here, but there's some pretty frightening things going on in the economy if you allow it to frighten you. And it's as if we're being pushed harder and harder and harder in every possible way. All these different things in the world, crises, things to worry about, even although it never really amounted to anything last year, but the H1N1 thing, you know, and also all these other rumors of various catastrophic illnesses that could be about. And, you know, depending on who you're listening to, once again, here's where the left and the right come together in some ways, you know, on you're hearing about all these conspiracy theories. Well, whether you choose to believe in them or not, and it really doesn't matter, there is a tremendous amount of fear in the world right now. And the world, you may be in a bubble in your life where you feel protected from that. I mean, we can get into that as well, that more and more there are people who are finding ways to maneuver through this world, and it is nothing short of miraculous how they're doing it. There are people who have claimed that they have overcome very serious diseases without, even when they've been told there was no hope. And I think many of us may even personally know someone who claims that. And you can't totally discount that. What is going on in the world? Many people are starting to see very intense coincidences. In fact, you know, if without going too deeply into talking, I find myself talking about Glenn Beck a lot, which is funny because from a spiritual perspective, he's in a totally different place. And I don't want to say that I agree with everything he says, but it has to do with understanding a different perspective. And also the fact that that's my own background. I came from a perspective that had multiple points of view in my life. So I'm still able to listen to people with alternative points of view and actually hear what they're saying, discard those things that do not resonate with me, but also find any hidden gems that may be there. So anyway, actually now I forgot what I was talking about with respect to that. I'm losing my train of thought. But we need, oh, I know what it was. See, this is just like a real conversation today. On the show, he was talking about some really eerie things going on. In fact, he showed an example on another show where there was a tremendous coincidence. And, okay, I'm monitoring the show, making sure we're okay. All right. Sometimes this show has proven to be unstable at times, and I'm having to monitor and talk at the same time, so bear with me. So anyway, he was talking about some really eerie things, that he was feeling the very real presence of God in a miraculous way. And I'm not exactly sure what he was talking about, but I think others of us know what it's like to experience eerie synchronicities and coincidences in your life, and things that are really difficult to just explain away rationally. You know, you can say, oh yeah, that was just a coincidence. But, and there are all kinds of theories as to whether, you know, your brain is pattern matching in a certain way or whatever. But some of these things transcend the ordinary. And I think that's where faith is most important, is that when did we stop believing that miracles are possible? So many of us believe in miracles. If you ask a person, do you believe in miracles? A lot of people will say yes. And yet, if we believe in miracles so very much, why are we surprised when one occurs? Why are we surprised if a loved one is miraculously healed? And could we even begin to imagine that miracles are possible on the earth in a bigger way. You know, I have to say, I can't prove that this is true, but to me, the fact that we have gone so many years since 2001 without anything dire occurring beyond the wars. I mean, there are bad things occurring, but it could have been much worse. I see that as miraculous. I can't know that for sure, but there's something it almost defies logic that we actually have been kept reasonably safe. Now, I do understand why people feel they need to do everything they can to keep us safe. And, you know, something I saw on Twitter today, there was a lot of talk about how we all need to grow up regarding this issue. And, you know, the fascinating thing about that is that what does it mean? Well, there's multiple ways of looking at that. What does it mean to grow up? If you're afraid and, you know, just want to do anything to be taken care of, that's actually very childlike. That's really not a grown-up thing. Now, on the other perspective, if you have the faith that some children are able to find, have a childlike faith, as is described in certain belief systems, such as Christianity, such that you simply trust in a higher power, you trust that things will become resolved, even in ways that you can't begin to comprehend or understand, that's a different way of having a childlike faith, a trust in something much greater than perhaps you can comprehend right now. Now, someone in the chat room asked about coincidences, and I'm not sure of all the perspectives of different people listening. I would suggest that if you want to look up unusual coincidences, just Google the term synchronicity, and you'll probably come up with any number of different spiritual people talking about that. A synchronicity is a coincidence you just can't explain. It's the kind of thing, it can happen in many ways. You might be thinking of somebody and then all of a sudden they call you. You know, what is that all about? Some people report all kinds of just weird little things happening in their day, where you know, just the right person shows up at the right time. Just the right song on the radio shows up at the right time. Now, a rationalist will tell you that it's simply a coincidence and that your brain is looking for certain patterns, and you know, there are explanations that people give for this. But as a person of faith, you need to decide if that is the explanation that makes sense to you. You need to look at the statistics. You know, sometimes when I have an amazing coincidence occur, I actually have a math background from long ago, and I think to myself, you know, what is the statistical likelihood that every single one of those things would line up in such an amazingly perfect way to align with setting up a situation that's really important, or, you know, just some coincidental reference. And see, that's when you can really begin to have this discussion with people with a scientific background, is if you have evidence of something odd occurring. And you know, once again, I will refer to Glenn Beck, because he had one on his show, actually. He was showing how the ruins of the Tower of Babel, I don't know what the picture was, looked amazingly in every way like the, I think it's the European Union building under construction. And they were just looking at this and marveling at how they could look so similar. Well, I don't know why. He had a reason why that made sense to him, that was validating his faith. But I was thinking of it from a statistical point of view. You know, what are the chances that two buildings taken, you know, a photograph taken of the same perspective, you know, would look exactly the same? That is a really odd coincidence from a statistical point of view. And I felt that he was actually seeing something. He certainly felt, and those around him who are people of faith in their own way, felt they were seeing something unusual there. So that's just a quick example from last week. I'm going to invite the people in the chat, if they have anything else to add on this topic, I would welcome that. But if not, I'm not going to go on much longer. I'm going to go ahead and wrap this show up, because my real purpose here is, as you move forward with this entire situation, with the entire world situation right now, okay, all right, I do have a question from the chat room. Is something that has an astronomically large number chance of, I'm not sure I can read this, of occurring a coincidence, then what does it mean when it happens again the next day? That is beyond statistics. Well, and that's exactly the point, that when something occurs, I would love it. Okay, it's 10 to the 20th. Well, I don't have, the person in the chat room said that the number they had put out there was 10 to the 20th. Yes, okay, I didn't count the zeros. Very large number. So the question then becomes, when you observe something that is so incredibly, statistically, not just unlikely, but impossible, just impossible, what is that? What is causing that? Did you imagine it? Is it something that you can verify? Is it right in front of you? Because if it is something you can verify, that is, to me, the universe. When that kind of thing happens to me, I feel that that is spirit giving me my faith. It's allowing me to find faith, because when something amazing occurs, when people observe what they feel is a miracle and even may have a lot of evidence, you know, that statistically this is impossible that this could have occurred. And, you know, I would ask the person in the chat room if they have an example. Is there any example that you can give from your life that has occurred? The person who is asking this. So I would invite that person to comment on that. I've given just a really simple example of how could two buildings look so much alike. You know, one of the areas that I study happens to be reincarnation. And when you delve into that, you can discover just amazing photographic parallels between people living in different times, and then life parallels too. And there, when I first stumbled upon this, I didn't realize others had already started looking into this. It turns out that it's fairly common. It's fairly common for reincarnation researchers to come across this, although it seems to be something fairly new in the field in the last few years. Discovering that there are photographic parallels. And then the next step to that is, what if you discover that a group of people both photographically resemble another group as well as having life parallels? That's when it gets really eerie, particularly if you can't find any proof that there's any relation, you know, there's no chance that these people are descendants of the people that you're observing in the past. The sad thing about this kind of study is that it's not recognized as any kind of valid study by the world of science. And yet, if they truly cared about finding the truth about reality instead of making assumptions about what that may be, then perhaps they too would care to entertain the statistical unlikelihood of how this could be and explore the mysteries. Okay, from the chat room, the person I asked for an example couldn't really type one in a short time, but I think we've come up with a few. And so unless there's more to be said from the chat, this is actually, I made this show a little shorter since we don't have a guest, so our official time will be coming to an end soon. But I think what I want to leave people with today is, as we move forward, we're going to be encountering in our lives various things that seem like hurdles, you know, and I don't care what it is. We started today with talking about the airport security, and so immediately before you is, okay, what the heck do I do? I have these tickets. I need to go for work, for family, whatever. What am I going to do? Well, you know, I'll wager it's true. Most people, I know there are people who are opting out, and I'm not denying that. You know, maybe there will be people who will limit air travel. I think that's a very common thing. But if you have to fly, because there really are those situations where you feel you have to, the majority of people are probably going to be put up with it for now. You know, just be polite, because it's not really the fault of the person who's there, unless, you know, if they're being mean to you, I mean, you could certainly report it if something inappropriate is going on. But most people will, in the short term, just put up with it, but not necessarily in the long term. I mean, that's where it is important. You know, what are we going to talk about as a conversation, as a society? And so maybe I should call that the midterm. It's not exactly the long, long term. That's more the next step. You know, I choose to go ahead with whatever I have planned. I choose to be polite, or maybe I choose to be, you know, do something else. I'm giving people freedom to do what they choose. However, I believe this topic is important enough to have a conversation, whether, you know, it's important enough that Congress should be looking at it, or it's important enough that as a society we should be looking at, you know, is this really the best approach for us? That's the midterm level. The long term, the truly long term level, and I'm not even sure how long term this is anymore, is where do I really think the world is heading? You know, do I really think it's just plunging into darkness? Do I think these wars are going to go on forever? Do I think that everything's going to escalate and escalate, you know, far beyond what's going on with airport security? I mean, there are other conflicts in the world that are escalating right now. In the economy, you know, are prices going up? You know, are our balances in our checking accounts going down? Are jobs being lost still? Are we still having trouble finding a job? If we're a business person, are we still, you know, encountering some hurdles there? There are many people who have certain spiritual viewpoints who think they can just wave their magic wand and everything will be okay tomorrow. And sometimes that is true. And I'm not going to discount that that can't happen. But I will tell you that there are times, and I know plenty of people who have a lot of faith, who have believed that they were going to transcend and get beyond some hurdle, and yet it's still there. And whenever that happens, that means there's a reason for it. There's a reason for it that's leading to something even better. That's the long-term view. If you are a person of faith, you believe this world is heading to someplace better, far better, better than we can even possibly imagine. And so once you realize that, then you can start deciding, where do I want to invest my emotions today? Where do I want to focus today? Would I be better off, you know, it's okay to still be engaged in the world, but do I really want to let this particular situation push my buttons so much? Or, you know, can I find some way to maneuver through this, still be a part of what seems to be the quote, non-faith-based world, just the regular world around us, and, you know, do things in normal ways, you know, maybe write to your congressperson if you're concerned, or whatever it happens to be. You know, you have to make a decision. What compromises in your daily life are you willing to make? And, you know, how do you want to live in this current moment? Do you want to be in this place where you're focusing on where we're heading in the long term, or do you want to be in a place of angst? And that's the question that I ask you to reflect upon. And I hope that everyone here, no matter what their point of view, would treat their fellow mankind with love and respect, and keep in mind that perspective, particularly if you embrace a worldview that respects and accepts that we are all one, which is certainly my worldview. And I feel that that's where we're heading. And I think that many of us from different perspectives can see that too in our own ways. So I would like to thank you for being here today. And I welcome those listening in the archives. I really do appreciate that. And we may have a somewhat different schedule coming up. I'm realizing that always restricting this show to a particular time, especially since so many people do listen to it in the archives, can be a little bit restrictive, particularly when I bring guests on. And I am going to aim to have a guest later next week. The exact time will be announced for the show. So just keep an eye on the schedule. I also aim to be getting up the Frontier Beyond Fear website, frontierbeyondfear.com. Right now, that is just a very simple site, but I would also include a reference to the show there. But if you don't go there, you can certainly find it on Blog Talk Radio. So have a wonderful day and enjoy this time with friends and family and find that space of peace so that you're not caught up in the worries of the moment. Find the peace and the love of the moment today.